If you love talking about cats, but your friends and family are kind of over it, this is the podcast for you. Join your hosts, Danielle Stray Woolley and Elizabeth Calico Gearhart, on the Jersey Podcats, where every day cat lovers share funny stories, challenging situations, and ask their questions about cats. All right, let's get right into this episode.
Hi, everyone. I am Danielle Woolley.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, and we are
the Jersey Podcats. Hi, Elizabeth. How's your day going?
Hey, Danielle. And my day is going wonderful. Spring is coming. It's March. I have my St. Patrick's Day cat here with me in my YouTube shot.
And it may be April by the time you guys listen. Who knows? Be next year. It could be 7 years from now. We'll be doing this till we're 100, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. I would like that. It'll keep us alive, right? How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I had more doctor's appointments and on my way this morning. From anybody who heard from a previous episode, sometimes animals just like to randomly find me. And another dog was just kind of roaming around while I was on my way to the doctor and jumped in my car, and I figured out where it lived and brought it home. You know, just another day of animals finding me.
Honestly, yeah, I have a little dog story too. So as you know, I started a new meetup called Podcast and YouTube Creators Community, where we're building a community of podcasters and YouTube creators. It's online and it's also in person. So it's a hybrid meetup. But the woman that I'm doing it with, we took the guest out to dinner, and it was close to, we have the meetings at the law firm, my husband's law firm. So it was close to the building. So we walked back anyway, and we're walking. I'm like, oh my gosh, Stacy, what is that? Is that a dog? Is that real? And she's like, what? I don't see anything. I'm like, look. And there was this tiny dog. It was like the size of a Chihuahua or something. And it was obviously old, and it didn't have a lot of hair, and it had some little kind of crocheted thing thrown over its back, but it was just standing in the middle of a walkway leading up to a house. It was not moving. It was just standing there shivering. Like, it was really confused, just standing in the middle of this walkway. And it was cold outside. I was wearing my winter coat. So we're like, well, we have to run this event. We have a whole bunch of people coming over to the law firm in 5 minutes. What do we do? Do we call the police? I said, you know, I'm just going to go ring the doorbell. So because we had the law firm in that neighborhood, so kind of, you know, want to keep on good terms with everybody. So I went up and I rang the doorbell, and this man answered. And I said, did you realize that your dog is outside? And he was like, oh, I was on the phone. I forgot. And so he called the dog, and the dog went in the house. But I kind of felt like maybe it wasn't actually his dog. Like maybe it was his wife's dog or somebody else's dog. Hmm. And he didn't like the dog, and he purposely put it outside in the cold. I mean,
why would someone do that?
Well, maybe it was obnoxious or barking or something. I don't know, but it was old. You know, when animals get old, they go crazy and they make noises. Like they, you know, I don't know what it was, but anyway, so for that one night, at least the dog was okay. But I haven't really had time to go by there in the evening, but it kind of broke our hearts. Like, we were really upset about it.
Well, I hope that it wasn't anything awful and that the doggy's okay. I do know there's some dogs that do prefer to be outside in the cold, but that doesn't sound like that was the situation.
Well, it didn't have hardly any fur. It was
the dog that I found completely snuck out. You could tell because the dog dad was like cleaning his car out and the garage was cracked open. So I think the dog snuck out and went for a free run.
Yeah, I found dogs on our street and had to take them home. But like as far as cats, as far as animals outside in the winter, like my cats will go out in the snow, but just for a little bit and then they come back in. Mm. But they love it.
Yeah. So winter PSA, unless your animal's bred to be outside in the winter, let's keep them inside. Same thing in the summer. If it's hot out, let's keep them in.
Well, you know, Kushi used to go out all the time. He's almost 13 now. I guess he is 13 now. And he hardly ever goes outside anymore. He hardly went outside at all this winter. So especially when they get older, I think they can't tolerate the cold and the extreme heat. So, yeah. So keep your animals inside. And if they're driving you crazy, just lock them in a room or something. I don't know.
Now we're going to get phone calls. They said to lock dogs in rooms. So, but I mean, you got to follow your pet mom instinct, right? Or your pet dad instinct.
That's what we're going to talk about, was pet mom instincts, right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. So, with my cats, they go in and out. And no, I don't lock them in rooms at all. But
not on purpose. I've done it by accident before. Tony snuck into one of the rooms while we were cleaning stuff out and reorganizing. And so we closed the door because we didn't want them getting into anything, not realizing he was in there already. And we have a nice chunk of carpet missing. So I'm not really selling cats yet today, am I? Although I do want a new carpet. So maybe he heard me say that I want to get rid of the carpet and that he was helping me. That's what happened.
Yes. Well, so we were going to do cat mom instincts. Mm-hmm. So I used my cat mom instinct with Max and we put him on Zyrtec and that seemed to turn his itching around along with a couple other things. Mm-hmm. But what other cat mom instincts have you used, Danielle?
Well, I mean, with Loki, we knew something was wrong. I mean, he'd always been a cat that threw up. So, I mean, I had the source of what was wrong completely wrong, but I just knew something was wrong, as to my husband. So rather than just calling and trying to get an appointment with the vet, I sent a video of what he was doing. And thankfully I had, because she was able to tell from the video that he was having trouble breathing. And I had no idea what to look for on that. I just thought, oh, he's throwing up again. But again, I preface it by saying he's always thrown up. Whether it was hairball or just food, he's been taken billions of times. Everything came back clear. But then just this time, something felt different.
Yeah. Oh, that was a smart move to send the vet a video. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
That was
just
because really
I had a hard time. Like, they're throwing up foam. I had called so many times. It was like the mom who cried cat puke because I had called so many times. Like, oh, he's throwing up again. We had meds for him. Nothing helped. So.
Well, speaking of throwing up, so I've been giving these cats this delectable stew, which they love, but suddenly Lily's kind of intolerant to it. Mm. And she eats a lot of dry food. I give her some of the canned food, but she really likes the squeeze ups. Mm-hmm. So she's a tiny cat. So I just give her a squeeze up for her wet food and she keeps that down okay. But and the other cats are kind of turned off from the delectable stew too. So I wonder if they changed the formula or something.
Maybe. It happens. We actually have a woman that donates to Tommy's cats often because the foods that she was normally ordering, the ingredients changed and her cats can't have them. So then she donates the food over to us.
Yeah. So anyway, Lily seems fine now. She's not throwing up anymore. None of them are. Good. So that's good. Knock on wood.
All right. We can stop saying throw up now, maybe for today. Maybe. We'll see.
You think?
I'm trying to think what else.
Well, we were going to talk about the pain. Remember how they hide the pain?
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready to move on to that?
Yeah, that's fine. I was just trying to think if there was anything else on the Loki side. Because, I mean, obviously, he hid it, what was going on, very well.
Yeah.
Same thing with our first cat, Callie. Like, she went from looking kind of old and not great to just, like, something being wrong. And the vet even said, like, this cat looks completely different. Like, and we didn't see her as much either. So that's kind of a sign. So signs to look out for if you think your cats are sick. It's better to double check than to
And they will hide. Like, I had a cat once that got in a fight or something and it was hiding under the furniture. Mm-hmm. And I had to pull it out and it had some pus on it and I had to take it to the vet. But and they'll go outside. If they are outside cats and they're really sick, they'll go hide outside.
Well, I've shared before too that even with Thor, when he was sick and it was just a cold, he hid. He's a big boy and like I could not find him anywhere. So I'm like, okay, he just needs to be left alone. Thankfully, he had already been to the vet and they said, yeah, he's sick. Just get him his meds.
Yeah, did I tell you the story about when we brought Lily home and she hid? She wasn't sick, but when we went to get Lily, it was a rescue group that was at a cat food store and we picked her up and they said she's just been fixed. Mm-hmm. And she had just been fixed and we didn't Aww. Like probably that morning and we didn't even know.
That happens from time to time because depending on the transport, I was joking with my friend that, you know, everyone's like, oh, soccer mom, this soccer mom, that. I was like, listen, I never thought I'd be like cat mom, like driving cats to and from vet appointments and to the clinic and to adoption days before. Like if you had said that to me 20 years, I'd be like, get out of here. I'm not doing that.
So did you buy a minivan?
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
So I just
wanted to verify for you or validate does happen.
Yeah. So, and that's okay because I didn't want to have to deal with having her fixed. We wanted a cat that was ready to go. She'd already had a litter of kittens. She was only 6 months old. So anyways, we brought her home and we had her in a room and then somehow she got out of that room and she was in the house and I didn't realize she was probably drugged up and dazed and confused. And Richard had the garage door open and she disappeared. And I was like, oh my God, I hope you didn't let her outside. He's like, I didn't see her go out. I looked for like 2 days. I'm not kidding. I could not find that cat. And finally, upstairs in the master bathroom, we have the jacuzzi tub. And above that, we have a window and we have curtains. And the curtains are the same color as Lily.
And she camouflaged right in.
And no, so I looked and there was a little crack between the two curtains and I saw a little green glimmer. And it was her eye. I was able to bring her out with food, but oh my God, that cat.
She's smart. Yeah. When we have cats, even if they're just going to a foster, you know, cats aren't plug and play. You don't just like open the box or carrier and the cat's ready to go. We tell them to start in a small room to get used to senses and sounds and people. And it's a completely new routine for them. You know, it could take a little bit of time. And then there's other people that have asked me, my friend Brooke asked me advice. I'm like, oh, try to confine it. And then like the next day she sends me a picture of the cat, like sprawled out on the couch on their lap, completely fine. You just want to use your instinct to see like, what does the cat need?
I think Lily should have stayed in that little room, but there were other people in the house. She said, I got out. But I'm going to tell you, when I brought Checkers home, so we were going to confine Checkers to a room. She demanded to be let out. She explored
the entire house. Well, it was her house.
Yeah, it was.
She allowed you to live in it.
Yeah, she explored the entire house. She found the food. She took over from day one. There was no induction period for that cat. She was unusual though.
Yeah.
But you know, as far as like concealing pain, so Kushi, Mercutio is his full name, Kushi lost one of his big fangs, you know, those two big fangs in the front. And I have no idea when, because I never found it anywhere. I must have lost it outside. It was a clean loss, which was weird. So I only discovered it later. And then I took him to the vet and the vet looked at it and he's like, yeah, it came out cleanly.
Oh, wow.
But his teeth are fine. So I have no idea what happened. He never would let me. He wouldn't let me look in his mouth for a long time.
You didn't ask him? You didn't ask him what
happened? I did ask him. And he was like, it's none of your business. I took care of it. But and he wouldn't let me look in his mouth.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a similar experience with not knowing about the teeth. Because with Luffy, I had no idea he was missing most of his teeth. Did I tell the story already? I don't remember if I did. So I think part of the reason he drools is because he's missing a bunch of his teeth. When he came in, I thought he was a kitten or like 2 years or less. And he was small and tiny and frail. And brought him to the vet. And the vet's like, how old do you think this cat is? This cat's more like 7, like between 6 and 8. We went with 7. And she's like, you know, his mouth looks healthy, but he's missing a lot of teeth. I'm like, oh, that explains why he's a drooling little puppy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, it's, you know, they just want to take care of themselves. They really don't want your intervention. Although Kushi's pretty good when he gets really sick and I take him to the vet. He knows that he needs to go.
And maybe that's why Thor was always on edge too, because Loki just kind of wanted to be on his own and, you know, going into different rooms and stuff. And he's like, where's Loki? Where's Loki?
Like,
right up his butt.
Yeah. Well, Max is turned into a little devil. Like he guards the doors. I know we had talked a little bit about this.
Mm-hmm.
He won't let the cats come in and out the doors. He stands there and guards them and they have to get past him somehow. I have to open the door really wide or whatever. But I don't know what that is with cats and doors. And like they all hesitate at the doors and stuff. So I don't know if they're like vampires that have to be invited in. he's kind of, Lily and he are playing some. He chases her through the house and she seems to like it okay.
Yeah, I just looked it up and it says by blocking doorway entrances, cats are asserting their dominance and attempting to protect their cherished domain.
Yeah, well, he does it with the other cats. I get mad at him. I'm like, Max, you got to stop doing that. And I'll pick him up sometimes or I'll move him out of the way or open the door really wide. But he's got to learn that. But like I said, last time we talked, he has started growling when strange people come to the house.
Mm.
And he doesn't like other people anymore. Yeah.
I was blaming one of my other cats for growling when we first brought Luffy in. And it was actually Luffy, this tiny little thing. He growls and he wants to play and they don't play with him.
Aww.
Or if he wants something or if you go too close to him too fast, he starts growling. But I had no idea that sound can come out of that tiny little fur ball.
They surprise you, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what other topics do we have for today, or have we finished
them? Yeah, I think that was it. We just wanted to, you know, remind everybody about, you know, just doing the best that they can with their cats, using their instinct of when they think something's wrong, or if you're not sure, you know, check into it, get help. I keep going back to the episode we did with Heidi Rome, where we talked about how to communicate with nonverbal kids and cats. And like, your only job is to love them. I'm going to be quoting her forever. Yeah, I think that's such a good thing. And that helped me with the grieving of Loki. Like, I loved him. I knew he loved me.
And there's one other thing I want to throw in there. So
yeah.
I had Julie Hurt, who's a cat communicator, talk to Max. And she was right about a lot of stuff with Max.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So I think that there are people that are especially gifted, and I think they can communicate, and they do know. So, yeah. That I know not everybody believes in that stuff, and not everybody would try it, but it did work for Max. So we were trying all these different foods. She's like, it's not the food, it's something else. And she was right. It's like an autoimmune or something.
Yeah.
So yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you everybody for listening. Follow the Jersey Podcats podcast. Say it 10 times fast. You know you want to. It's fun to say. Check us out on YouTube, Instagram, join our Facebook group, visit our website, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. Give this podcast a rating so other cat lovers can find it. Connect with the Jersey Podcats on social media or visit thejerseypodcats.com and leave a message sharing a story or a question about cats. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.